immense, august, like some titanic bloom, the mighty choir unfolds its lithic core, petaled with panes of azure, gules, and ore, splendidly lambent in the gothic gloom, and stamened with keen flamelets that illume the pale nigh altar. On the prayer-worn floor, by worshippers innumerous thronged of yore, a few brown crones, familiars of the tomb, the stranded driftwood of faith's ebbing sea. And these alone the finials fret, for these alone the finials fret the skies, the topmost bosses shake their blossoms free, while from the triple portals with grave eyes, tranquil and fixed upon eternity, the cloud of witnesses still testifies. The crimson panes like blood drops stigmatize the western floor. The aisles are mute and cold. A rigid fetish in her robe of gold, the virgin of the pillar with blank eyes enthroned beneath her votive canopies, gathers a meager remnant to her fold. The rest is solitude. The church, grown old, stands stark and gray beneath the burning skies. Well nigh again its mighty framework grows to be a part of nature's self, withdrawn from hot humanity's impatient woes. The floor is ridged like some rude mountain lawn, and in the east one giant window shows the roseate coldness of an Alp at dawn.